Welcome once again to World Gospel Outreach Network. I'm Evangelist Cherry Shepherd, your internet evangelist, and it's time for the World Gospel Online altar call. We have revived this portion of our ministry to be an inspiration to you, to encourage you, to meet you at the point of your need. Every Monday and Friday, we are coming together. We are believing God together around the world for particular prayer needs and requests that are coming into our ministry. We don't want to just play the music, but we want to also come and minister the word of God, share with you the word of the Lord, and to just pray. So this time is strictly for praying and believing God. Today, you know that we're celebrating Veterans Day, and we are saluting the men and women that have served our country, that are serving our country. And we want to take today and just make our prayer focus the troops that are serving, that are some of them are giving their lives. They are being deployed from their families. And we want to pray today for our veterans, for our soldiers. And we're going to be coming every Monday and every Friday and praying and believing the Lord. I'll come back at the end of this time of prayer and share with you how you can send in your prayer requests, and you will hear us every Monday and every Friday praying and believing God. I was just telling the Lord just a few days ago, and I've been, you know, it's just kind of been in my heart, you know, for a few days now. God, you know, we don't just want to hear about the glory, but we want to see the glory. We want to see the manifestation. So I'm believing, God, that as you begin to unite with us in prayer, that testimonies of healing, of cancer being healed, of marriages being brought back together, of children being saved, of finances being restored, all different types of miracles. I want to see the manifestation. We want to see the glory of God. And I believe that if we believe God together, if we unite our faith together, we can see the glory of God. Well, let's go into our online altar call. You're listening at home, you're listening at your job. If you could just steal your heart for just a few minutes with me and unite with me and believe God with me. I know so many people have been affected by the war that's in Iraq. You know, my husband is now retired from the U.S. Army, and he served there in Iraq for a year. So I'm in touch with ladies who are listening right now, whose spouse is deployed right now, when you're at home with the children or with yourself and you're keeping things together. We want to pray for you. You know, some of you, your husbands or your wife left, but they didn't return. And I can only imagine, you know, what that has caused in your life. But I do believe that God is a God of love. He knows how to put his arms around you. So we want to pray for those that have even lost loved ones while serving in the armed forces. We want to pray for the children that have been affected, the moms and the dads. And just pray, because I believe that the prayers of the righteous, they do avail much. And so as we bring our hearts together, our minds together, let us just pray today. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you today. We honor you today. We praise you today. We glorify your name. We thank you, Father, for every troop, for every soldier that is serving now in the armed forces. We thank you just for their commitment to help keep this country and countries of the world safe. We thank you for those persons, God, that are serving even now. We ask you to strengthen them. We ask you to encourage them. We ask you to continue to protect, oh God. We ask you, even those that are no longer serving but did serve, those veterans that have given their time and their skill and have given their energy. We ask you, Lord God, wherever they are around this world, to touch them, oh God, to encourage them, to strengthen them, oh God. We pray that you would even cause provisions to come into their life to meet their needs. Father, we even pray for those that have lost their lives serving in the armed forces. We pray that you would be a God of comfort to that wife, to that child, to that mother, that father that has lost their loved one in the armed forces. We ask you to put your arms around them and to strengthen them today and to love them and to encourage them and let them know that all things, they work together for the good. Father, we just ask you today, oh God, to bless those children, Father, who are missing their parent that is away. We ask you, oh God, to bring others into their lives, to be those mentors and to be there for them during this time, Father. We ask you to put your arms around that spouse, God, that is there keeping everything together. We ask you to strengthen them, oh God, and be that hand of protection over their lives and to continue to give them wisdom and guidance how to lead the family as they're by themselves. We just thank you today, Father, even as we are approaching Thanksgiving, that we'll learn to have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of just thankfulness. And so, Father, we don't understand everything. We can't put everything together, but we know that you are in control. We know that you are God, and we just trust you. And there's an assurance in our heart that God, the loved ones that are gone, that they'll come back safe. And even those that have come back but have not come back with their total health, we ask you to even touch them today, God, and to strengthen them, oh God, and to be with them and let their heart, you know, not be angry, but God, that they'll understand how to trust you even during this situation. Father, we just thank you. We just honor you today. We lift you up and we give you praise. We thank you once again for every soldier that has served, that is serving, and those that are to come. We ask you to continue to be with our military, to be with the leaders, to be with those that are making decisions, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done concerning this war in Iraq. Let your will be done, Father. You know when the troops need to come home. And so we just say, let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for comfort today. We thank you for consolation today. We thank you for just your hand of protection, oh God. We thank you for it today. We give you praise, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We just want to thank the Lord for each of you that are listening today that have agreed with us in prayer. And I just believe that somebody's heart is encouraged. Somebody is strengthened. Somebody can go an extra mile because you know that the prayers of the righteous, they do avail much. I want to encourage you, for next week, we will continue this every week. You're going to hear this online altar call on Monday and then again on Friday. So if you want to be a part of next week online altar call, our prayer focus is singles. There's a lot of single people that are listening that are unmarried, and some of you are in relationships and you're saying, God, what is your will? Should I stay? Should I go? You need direction. Is this him? Is this her? Some of you are struggling in your flesh, you know, how to stay chaste and how to keep yourself until God sends that person for you. We want to pray for our singles, even you that have children and you're saying, God, I need someone to help me, you know, to be a mentor to my son or to my daughter, whatever it might be. We want to pray for our singles on next week. It's important that we come together and that we pray for our single saints on next week. I invite you to go to any one of our websites, wgor.org, World Gospel Radio, To Believe TV, any one of them, and you'll see online altar call. You can submit your prayer request, how you want us to pray for you, and you will hear that next week. Our prayer concern are singles. You may want to put your name in, your child's name, whatever it is. We're going to believe God because I want to see God. I want to see the glory of God, you know, manifested as we pray. And so as we pray and as you see God begin to do something and you see, you know, to place, I also want you to send in the praise reports of how God is answering our prayers together. Amen. All right. So go to World Gospel, click on online altar call. You'll see it everywhere. Submit the prayer request. We're going to come back next week and we're going to focus on our singles. Okay. Once again, we salute our veterans. We love you. We thank God for you. You loved ones, you hold on, you hang on in there. God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you, okay? Let's keep on dancing to the beautiful sounds of gospel music.